You know, I remember distinctly when the announcement came down that PGA was going to relocate here. Then they were talking about where it was going to be, the build out. Then we heard about the Omni that was going to be built out there. Then along came COVID. They said, well, we're not going to build the Omni right away. Then they hurried up and they built the Omni. And boy, did they build it. The Omni PGA Frisco Resort and Spa is gigantic. I mean, it's a 660-acre campus. They've got all, you know, 500 rooms and ranch houses. And they've got, I think, 13 restaurants and bars. And overseeing all that is a local. Michael Nahat is the new resort director for food and beverage and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is enormous. You know, I understand a hotel. I understand restaurants. But what have you got out there? I mean, it's like a convention center and place where weddings are. Then they show up and play golf there all the time.
Absolutely. It is kind of a one-stop shop for almost anything you want to do out here. 13 restaurants, 127,000 square feet of meeting space, two amazing golf courses, another 10-hole course that's all par threes. Really, really incredible property.
Has it been a ramp-up, a slow ramp-up, or was it just bang, it opened
up? No, it was from jump. This place was rocking and rolling. It's been pretty fortunate, pretty blessed to be out here. There's been nonstop almost.
Who is it? Are you getting locals there? Are these people from out of town who come and want to play golf?
I mean, it's some of everything. There are locals. It's become a golf destination. With the two guys who designed these courses, Gil Hanse and Bo Welling, they carry a great name. And then Omni has a great name as well. And the team has done a really good job of bringing in not just locals, but also a ton of businesses with small meetings, all the way up to massive, massive meetings. And our catering team here has done an incredible job as well. A lot of weddings, a lot of high-end events. So it's hard to be like this exact person is coming out here. But it's across the board done pretty well.
Is it done? Is it finished? I mean, it is usually a shakedown. You say, gee, I wish we'd built this or that needs to be relocated there.
Oh, sure. I mean, the design team and the engineers and the architects, they build an incredible property. And then as business, you know, flows in, you kind of see like, oh, man, this would be great. This would be good. But in general, is the property done? Yes. But it's hospitality. It's an industry where you're never really, really done. Does that make sense? It's a practice. So as business ebbs and flows and trends ebb and flow, you may add things on or change things or improve things or those kind of things. So
yeah, but
is it done? Yes or no?
I always thought of this as a golf destination, but if you oversee 13 restaurants and bars, I mean, that's a dining and drinking location that happens to have golf.
Absolutely. And as they continue to build up this area, it's going to be a really incredible place to be, trying to make it a focal point. But yeah, and enough restaurants that depending on what experience you're looking for, and what your pocketbook looks like, you can dine here almost on a weekly basis or a daily basis if you really like to. But yeah, a lot going on.
So tell me about your job. It's interesting. I mean, you know, I think of, you know, the food and the menus and everything else, but the reality is you must be concerned about things like commodity prices and recruiting and retaining help constantly.
Yeah, absolutely. Being so far north of Dallas and, you know, the lack of public transport, making sure that we can get the people to drive all the way up here. That's always, I mean, hospitality in general, that's the story of the past 4 years. But yeah, how much is chicken? How much is that going to ebb and flow? The price of eggs? When is our annual increase on beverage? But yeah, I'm pretty, it's great here. We have some great leaders, great chefs, great GM, restaurant GMs that I can work through them. But my job is more or less, you know, trying to work 60, 90, 120 days out so we can get ahead of the business that's coming in and really pushing this team to create incredible experiences and how do we be trendy without being, you know, unapproachable.
You know, but you brought up an interesting point a minute ago. Is you occupy an affluent area already? I mean, a relatively remote, although getting less so, but affluent
sure.
area. And most of your employees, I would think, probably cannot afford to live, you know, within a short driving distance of your location.
Sure. And I think we do really well. We're really engaged with, you know, local colleges and trying to recruit as much as possible. And we also believe that, you know, you pay people to come out here and that gets us the best people possible to come out here. And we're not afraid of it. It lowers the retention, or it increases the retention percentage. So you might spend more in salary, but you spend less in recruitment and retention on the back end. So it all makes sense. But getting people up here is can be a little tough, but we've been pretty successful.
So you've been open 6 or 7 months now. So what have you learned in the 6 or 7 months that you didn't know about this place?
There's a few things. This is going to be a much longer response, I think. I moved out of Dallas area like 15 years ago, and this was the end of a highway. And to come back through and when I was interviewing here and watch and seeing the explosion of growth here has been incredible to see. But what I've learned is that people want to get out of Dallas a little bit. You know what I mean? Other than bad weather, there's been no days in which we don't have a ton of people, you know, thousands of people on property going to restaurants, going to events. We've done a pretty good job of making it seasonal proof to an extent. So it's family friendly. There's plenty of restaurants for everybody. There's things to do and without totally destroying your pocketbook. But it's what I've learned is that Dallas is still exploding. I kind of assumed it would mellow out at some point. That doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, they're headed in your direction, too.
What's that?
It's all headed in your direction, too. It's going
north.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll take it. Make hay while the sun shines.
So is it, I really kind of figured you would sort of live and die between golf tournaments and events. And ultimately, there are a lot that are planned out there.
Sure.
But is it a cyclical business?
Yes and no. I mean, it's North Texas, so when it's, you know, 105 here, it tends to be a little bit slower. But the golf tournaments are great, and they're great for bringing people and putting, Omni PGA Frisco on a national stage. But those in between those, we're still very, very busy. There's months here where there's no rest for the weary. It's full tilt. So it's cyclical to an extent. It's like everything else in North Texas. But it's pretty seasonal proof.
But
like,
are there,
the holidays were mellower, and we're right back in it next week with high occupancies and big groups.
So are they all the golf tournaments scheduled yet? But they're scheduled, but they haven't started playing all of them that they're going to there yet, have they?
They did a senior tour championship here last year. We have the ladies championship here in June. I think the men's is next year. There's plenty of golf tournaments. There's another one coming up very soon that'll be announced at some point. I believe it happens towards the end of March. There's a lot going on here. And having PGA headquarters at the end of the property is incredible.
Well, and they're always having people in. I would assume that's,
oh, sure.
That's the source of a lot of the meetings and lunch meetings and dinner meetings and that sort of thing. You know, it sounds like a full-time job, I'll tell you that. But it's a lot to say grades over 660 acres. That's a massive campus.
It is beautiful courses, world class courses. I think one of them is walking path only. I think it's we want to be up there as we want that course to be known as the one that it's a championship course, yeah. Right up there with Augusta and Pebble Beach and all the other ones that are renowned. We're going to be renowned. We think we're there.
Sound like a fun job, Michael Nahat. Is the resort director, food and beverage at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort and Spa. It's good to be with you, and thank you for taking the time, and we wish you a happy new year.
Of course, anytime. Happy New Year's as well.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.